We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning around seven lines from the top, Meisvei, Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. We learned yesterday, there's Machloikis, Tanakama, and Rabbi Akiva. If Avodah Zarah, there's a Hekesh to Sheretz, or there's a Hekesh to Nida. That's a Lashon in the Mishnah that brought down the Machloikis. The Mishnah in Avodah Zarah sounds like that's the Machloikis. If it's the Hekesh to Sheretz, or Hekesh to Nida. That's the Machloikis. And there's a Machloikis Amarayim, what exactly the Machloikis is. According to Rabbah, Lekuliyama, Avodah Zarah is Matama B'masa. Not only Maga, but even Masa. Even if you carry it, you become Tame. Just the Machloikis, Tarakama, Rabbi Kiva is, does it have a Tumah of Eve Mesame, which is a special Tumah that's for Zav and Nida? Does it have that level of Tumah, of Eve Mesame? That's the Machloikis, Tarakama, Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Elazar, the Machloikis is even more. That according to the Tanakhama, that you make a Hekesh to Sheretz, it's like a Sheretz. Only Matam B'maga and not Masa. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it's Matame with Masa. But everyone agrees there's no Eben Masame. That's according to Rabbi Lazar. So everything goes down one level by Avodah Zarah, according to Rabbi Lazar. And so it means according to Rabbi Kiva, it's only Matam B'masa. And according to the Tanakhama, it's not even Matam B'masa. Mashenkin Rabbah holds that everyone agrees Masa, it's Matame. But Machlekes is by Eben Masame. That's the Machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabba. Now the Gemara is going to have two questions here on Rabba Shita. Meisvei, you learned in a Braisa, it says, Avodah Zarah is Kesheretz, Avodah Zarah is Matama Kesheretz, Umisham Sheha, and the things that serve the Avodah Zarah, like the pieces that you use for the Avodah Zarah, is also Matama Kesheretz, which incidentally, that's a Kuliyama, like we learned Gemara before, that's for sure only like a Sheretz. Rabbi Kiva Amar Avodah Zarah Kenida, Umisham Sheha Kesheretz. Avodah Zarah is like a Nida, Umisham Sheha is like a Sheretz. Now, we said, according to Rabbah, even if you're the Tanakhama, it's a Tama B'masa, just, it's not a Tama B'Evan Mesame. Here it says, Avodah Zarah Kesheretz, Umisham Sheha Kesheretz, it says Avodah Zarah is Kesheretz. So the Kasha is, that sounds like here, it's only if you're the Tanakhama, it's only a Tama like a Sheretz, which is Tumas Maga. So that's Mar's Kasha. Vishnu Rav Eliezer and Nicha. Rav Loza is good. Rav Loza holds Fida Tanakama. According to Tanakama, it's only Tama Kesheret. So it's good. Ella Rabba holds Fida Tanakama. It's Tama Kamasa. Kasha. Why does it say it's like a Sheret? Amaloch Rabba. Rabba answers, Mia Lima Masnissim. Why is it better than the Mishnah alone that we started the Gemara off with, the Mishnah of Arizara? The Ktoni Eitza Vavana Vafarav Matama Kesheret. That's what Tanakhama says. And still, Vakim Nemaika Sheretz, Deloy Matam Masame. We learned, what does it mean like Sheretz? Which means, it's not the same mamish level of Nida, it's not Matam Evan Masame. Hakanami, Loy Matam Evan Masame. Here also, Sheretz just means it's not Matame, but Evan Masame. So what's the Gemara's Havamina? So Tav Tosis explains that the Gemara's Havamina, this Bryce is more clear to like Rabbi Lazar than before the Mishnah. Why? Because here it says, Avodah Zarah Kesheretz, Umisham Sheha Kesheretz. And we know for sure Umisham Sheha Kesheretz means only Tumas Maga. So probably Avodah Zarah Kesheretz means the same thing. And therefore it's a Bamba Kasha Rabba. Because Mashal only Tama Kesheretz. And my answer is no. The word Kesheretz by Avodah Zarah is different than Umisham Sheha Kesheretz. The Sheretz of Avodah Zarah is and not Evan Mesame. Umisham Sheha Kesheretz. By Misham Sheha, Taka means only Maga. So it's Taka a Doichik, it's a bigger Doichik, but the Rabbah holds you can still be Matrik this Brysa. So Gemara Nara Kasha, Meisve. Nochri v'nochris, a Goy and a Goyta, Avodah Zarah Misham Sheha, and Avodah Zarah and its Misham Sheha, Hain v'loy hasiton. They are Tomei, v'loy hasiton. But if you, right now, Nemzon Hasita means carrying them, but carrying them does not make you Tame. There's no Tumas Masa. There's no Tumas Masa. That's what Tanakhama says. It says, all these things not with Tame Tumas Masa. They are Tame and the Masa is Tame. So here, you can nothing to do. It says clearly, Heim Leisitan. Sounds like clearly that there's no Tumas Masa in Avodah Zarah through the Tanakhama. So Bishlam Rabbi Lazar Nicha. Rabbi Lazar holds that Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Tanakhama is if it's a time of a Masa or not, so it's good. Ella Rabbi holds that everyone agrees there's Tumas Masa, the whole Machlekes Evan Masame. Here it says that for the Tanakhama, there's no Tumas Masa. Ella Rabbi Kasha, Chvelfi Rabbi. How does Rabbi learn this Braisa? So Rav is going to answer that there's something else wrong with this braisa, and therefore must be that we have to, there's missing words there, we have to tie it a little different. So I'm like Rava, and you think for you the braisa is good? It says in the braisa that anachri v'nachris, nami heim v'lo yisitam. That means they're tummy themselves, but carrying them are not tummy. But we're showing in a braisa that midrabbanon, anachri v'nachris are considered regular zavas, like a nida, regular nida, which avada has tumas masa. It says Davil Bnei Yisrael in the parasha of Nida and Zava. It says the lashon Daber El Bnei Yisrael. This is Tumas Ziva. It's Davil Bnei Yisrael Mataleim Ishish Ki Yezav and Vesari Zoyve Tamihu. So we know from there that really Midaraisa only Bekla Yisrael have Tumas Ziva. Bnei Yisrael Matam Beziva Vei Nochor Matam Beziva. Bnei Yisrael Matam Beziva and Nochor Not Matam Beziva. Avol. Goes Raleim Shikazov and Khold Ibrahim. May say they were sakin a gzeira shikazovin lachold ibrahim. They were sakin a gzeira that Nokri and Nokris are matama like a zova for everything. So a first of Braisa that says that this the Tumas Zova, which is they have Tumas Masa. So Zok the Rabba, there's something wrong with this Braisa anyway. It says Nokri Vernokris, Avezorm Sasha, Hemila Siton. What do you mean? Nokri Vernokris. As a first of Braisa, and everyone agrees to that, that is, they are matame like a regular zavan. They have tumas masa. So something got to be wrong with the Braisa. So they have to, anyway, missing words here. So Rabba said he'll have to fataych the Braisa, and even Rabba Lozen have to fataych the Braisa. Why? Because nochi v'nochris is not good. So Gemara says, El Rabba mataras tamei, and Gemara says, afterwards, Rabba Lozen mataras tamei. El Rabba mataras tamei, nochi v'nochris. This is how you read it. You have to keep cheshvin. It's going to say different, a little bit different. Extra words here, a little different inside the braisa. Nochi v'nochris hein v'hasitan. Tanakam fi rabba, the Tanakam reads like this. Nochi v'nochris hein v'hasitan v'evim esama shalahem. Nochi v'nochris have all the most chomer de gatoma toma ziva. They are tamei. If you carry them, they're tamei. And evim esama shalahem tamei. It means they sit on an evin. Anything under the evin is tamei. Avoy de zara. He v'hasita. The v'zara itself is tamei. V'hasita means tumas masa. Avalo Evan Masamish Law, but Evan Masam is not Tommy. Rabbi Lashitasu learns in Tanakama is no Evan Masami. That's the Nakuda of the Tanakama that says the Hekish Tasharis, that's the Talos, is no Evan Masami. And Rabbi Kiva Imer Havaydazara, Rabbi Kiva argues, he's in a hole that Havaydazara also has Evan Masami, just like a Zav and a Zav. Rabbi Kiva Imer Havaydazara, he, the Seta of Evan Masamish Law, are all Tommy, even the Evan Masamish Law. That's the Nakuda, the Machlekas Rabbi Kiva, and Tanakama, according to Rabba. So Rabba fits the braisa into himself. He adds an extra words because he anyway have to add an extra words to answer Nochi v'Nochris. And therefore, he makes the braisa stim like him perfectly. How does Rabba Lazar learn the braisa? Because it also needs a pshat, because it says Nochi v'Nochris. And there it says, Hein v'lo hesitam, which is shver. Rabba Lazar with Taras v'tamei like this. Nochi v'Nochris, Hein v'hesitam v'evim v'samish lehem is all tamei. Because Anachi and Anachi is considered a regular Zava. So they are Tommy, if you carry them, a Tommy, and Evan Masami Shalem is Tommy. Again, Evan Masami means if they sit on the Evan, anything under the Evan, even though they have no pressure on it, still Tommy. Havaydazara, he v'layasita. Havaydazara, only it itself is Tommy, Tumas Magim, no Tumas Masa. Bravi Kivoma, Havaydazara, he v'asita. Havaydazara, the Havaydazara is Tommy, and Tumas Masa. And notice, no Evan Masami at all by Havaydazara. And notice that Tanakama holds no Tumas Masa. That's how the Rav Lozo attaches this braisa. Now, the Gemara says Rav Ashi is not happy with this braisa. Still not happy. Maskev loy Rav Ashi, what's the lashon hein that they are tamei v'lo yaseitan? It's a shver lashon. Maskev Rav Ashi, my hein. What does it mean they are tamei? Of course they are tamei. The whole entire braisa is handling if you carry them you're tamei. Shail of Hesed. It's clearly a machlokes about Hesed over here. If it's a chalitza of a hesed, you don't have to say hein, they are tamei. What do you mean they are tamei? Say maybe maga. What do you mean they are tamei? Of course they are tamei. That's why it's a whole shaila of hesed and not hesed. The lashon hein is a little bit shver. Rav Ashi holds is very shver, and therefore he can't say pshat in the braisa like that. There's no, what's hein mean? It's tari kasha the rabba and sari rabba liyaza. If we're handling masa, so of course that means that they are tamei. If to be a Torah, it wouldn't be a Shail of Hesed. You don't have to speak it out. Once you say there's a Shail of Hesed, we know it's Tommy. You don't have to speak out, Hain. So what's Hain coming to teach us? Elo Amar Rav Ashi, or a different Pshat. And tweak it a little different. Hachikama. And Rav Ashi is going to say the Pshat according to Rabba. That's how he's going to say the Pshat. And Rashi explains that it's also there's a way to learn for Rav Elazar in Rav Ashi's world also. Ela Omar Rav Ashi, Hachi Kama. This year you'll read the Braisa according to Rabba. Nochri v'nochris, bein hein shasitu sacherim, and acherim shasitu oisam temeim. Now, what he does is, he says hein means that they, which means the nochri v'nochris, the tumah itself, moves something else, that will make it tameh. And that's what hesed means. Uvein acherim shasitu oisam, or someone else who moved them, that's their tameim. So it means if they move something else, they will become the thing will become tameim. It means if there's something on top of a zov's head, and he moves, the thing itself will become tameim. And if someone picks them up, they will become tameim also. Now that a zov moves something is tameim is similar to Evan Masame. Because we both learned out of the din of Kol Asha Yia Tachtov. So that's similar to Evan Masame. So Hein Shasitu Asacherim, if they move something, that's what the Lashon Hein is teaching us. Vein Acherim Shasitu Oysom is Tmeim. Avay Dezara, Shasitu Acherim Tairim. If the Avay Dezara moves something else, it's Tar. Because this Tanakhama, according to Rabbah, is no Evan Masame. If it's no Evan Masame, there's no din. If Avay Dezara moves something else, that it should be Tomei. So Avayzor Shasit Acherim is Tahirim. Acherim Shasit Oysom, if Acherim, something else, moved Avayzor, then Masa Tmeim. Because it's Rabbah Shita that everyone agrees Masa is Tomei. Misham Shah, Bein Hein Shasit Acherim, Bein Acherim Shasit Oysom, Tahirim. The Gabi Misham Shah, it's only Tomas Maga. There's no Masa at all. So it means, say, if they move something else or something else move them, they will not be Tomei. Rabbi Kiva is going to add on that Avayzor has also Evan Masame. So Rabbi Kiva is going to hold that if the Avayzor moves something else, something else will become tameh. Rekiva, my nachri v'nachris v'avodizara, bein hein shasitu zecherim, say they move something else, bein achem shasitu yisam, is tameh, is tameh, misham sheh, bein hein shasitu achem, achem shasitu yisam, is all tahirim. It only has tumas maga, no masa whatsoever, no masa, no ever masame, and no if they move something else. If they move something else also, all those things are not tameh. That adkan Rav Ashi's pshat, which goes according to Rabbah, because clearly the machlekes here, Tanakama and Rabbah Loza is, if they move something else, is it tame? And that goes into under the same umbrella as Evan Mesame. And Rashi speaks out that according to Rabbah Elazar, you can have to retire the brayis like this. So if you're, now I say if you're Rabbah Elazar, how Rabbah Ashi's going to learn. That you read like this, Nochi v'nochris, Hein v'Satan. Both they and the Satan is tame, which means say if they move something else, or if something else moves them, they're tame. Even the highest level of tame. Avodizara umisham sheha loy heim loy aseitam, which would mean that Avodizara would be like umisham sheha, it's only Tumas Maga. And Rekiva would say that Nochmi Nochmi's heim vaseitam has both, that they move something else moves them as Tame, Avodizara, he v'loy aseitam, Avodizara is only them, and which means only Maso v'metame and not Evan Mesame, which means that If they move something else, if the Avodah Zarah moves something else, will not become Tamei. That's how Infi Rabbi Kiva, according to Rab Elazar. The only thing we'll have is Tumas Masa, but no Evan Masame. So that's Rav Ashi, how he answered the Brises, and everything is good with Rab Elazar. Tomorrow I'm going to ask another question now. So we just finished saying that there's a Shiloh over here, if the Tumah moves something else, does it become Tomei now? We said it's on the same umbrella as Evan Masame. That means if a Zav or Zava has something on his head in a basket, some apples in a basket over his head, and he's walking, so the apples will become Tomei because the Zav is moving the apples. So the Gemara had a Shaila, does Avodah Zarah have that Tumah? So the Gemara is going to ask, how is it possible for Avodah Zarah, which is an object that doesn't move, how would that move apples? That someone else carries Avodah Zarah, okay, that's possible. Elahi, the Avodah Zarah, Shasita Zacharim, that moves other things, how is that possible? Now, Bishlam Evan Masame, we understood how it's possible. You have a rock, under the rock are some apples, you put the Avodah Zarah on the rock, so it's, you have Evan Masame. But here, how do you have the Avodah Zarah is moving other things? How can Avodah Zarah move something? Avodah Zarah is an object that doesn't move. We have in a Mishnah, by example, have Azov, how Azov can move other things. Hazov, bekaf mazdayim, Azov is on one side of the scale, but Oichlin umashkin bekaf shnia, and Oichlin and Mashkin are on the other side of the scale. You have two sides of the scale. and it's pushing it down. Kara hazav tameim. If the zav weighs it down, so what happens? Turns out the zav moved the oichle mashkin. So here, the case where the zav is moving the oichle mashkin, it's tameh. Kara hein tahirim. If the oichle mashkin moves down the zav, it's tahar. That's the halacha. Now, even though you say, Maisa, turns out that the oichle mashkin is metameh, is moving the zav, that's not a problem. So only if the zav moves that, that's a problem. Because the whole din, that if a person moves avodah zarah, it's only not a person. But oichle mashkin move avodah zarah, don't come tameh. But what do you see from here? That the zav, if he moves down, if he weighs down the oichle mashkin, he's with tameh the oichle mashkin. So you can do the same thing with avodah zarah. You put avodah zarah on a scale, and it weighs down the scale, it'll be with tameh the oichle mashkin. And in that case, you'll have a case where avodah zarah, which is a not moving object, can move something else, can metame something else, behesed can move something else. And that's the discussion in the braisa of hein shesitu acherim. They moved other things. What's the case? You put avodah zarah on a scale, that will move other things.